Yesterday on the programme, we were hearing about white powder which has been found on the streets of Derby, just near the bottom of road signs and lampposts.
There's a bollard here with powder in a circle around it. I'm going to go a bit further along this alleyway to see if it leads me anywhere. To see a white powder down the bases of the lampposts around all around here for some reason. Have you seen that?
I've walked down here, but I've not noticed it. Somebody's put it down. I'm just walking about, choke kids. It's funny, isn't it?
I live in Dolly Abbey.
All right. Have you not seen them?
I've not seen any. I've just walked up here. Yeah. That's the first one.
Yeah, well, I've not noticed it before now. Like I say, I just work at the top of them and get in the bus in the morning, so I don't know.
It's quite everywhere now. I don't know why it's there, but it's all over the city as well. So, trying to get to the bottom of it. I don't know what it is.
So that was yesterday, and if you were listening to the programme, we did eventually come up with the conclusion that BBC Radio Derby found out that the white powder is in fact flour, and it's used by the Hash House Harriers in Derby, which is a running group to mark out their routes. Well, joining me in the studio is Chris Johnson, who is part of the group. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning.
Very much for joining us. Did you think that you'd be the centre of such a mystery?
Not at all, no. We've been hashing in the area for many, many years, and we don't usually attract much attention.
Why do you use flour out of interest?
Well, the Hash House Harriers has its origin from the traditional paper chase. So, when things first started, we used to use paper. Of course, that's not acceptable now. So we need to use something that sticks fairly well. And we use flour. And, some hashes also use sawdust or use chalk arrows.
And how soon before a race or event do you actually put this flour down?
The flour is actually put down by someone known as the Hare, and they set off generally a couple of hours before the hash takes place, and the hash trail is usually between 4 and 6 miles, and hopefully they get back before the what's known as the pack set off. And actually, if the pack catches the Hare usually has to buy all the beers at the end.
Never be the Hare. What do you do if it's really bad weather, if it's raining? I mean, presumably it just washes away, doesn't it?
No, we run in all weathers. Flour does stick. Last winter, I was actually the Hare during that really bad weather when there was snow on the ground. So I actually added turmeric powder to the flour. So it was yellow blobs that
Ingenious.
Was easily spottable on the snow.
And where do you always scatter the flour? Is it always around the same things like lampposts and the like?
Well, you're only really noticing it in Derby this time of year because we prefer to run out in the countryside. But of course, now the clocks have gone back. And when we run in the evenings, we have to run somewhere where it's, we can see where we're going. So we're actually running in urban areas. And we generally lay the flour at about 50-metre intervals, and that's generally below lampposts or something.
And we've got quite a few reports about other parts of the country which have this white flour. So presumably the Hash Harriers aren't the only group to do this.
No, there's, it's predominantly the Hash House Harriers that do it. And there are a lot of groups in the country. It's a worldwide phenomena. It's very popular, particularly overseas.
So what sort of distances do you run?
It's between 4 and 6 miles, but, I must emphasise that, it's non-competitive running. I mean,
right.
We frown on competitiveness.
I like the fact you frown on competitiveness.
The clever thing about the Hash Trail is that you have a lot of these false trails. I mean, people mentioned they found circles.
Yeah.
Well, the circles usually mark the start of a false trail. So when the pack, runners, joggers, walkers, or whatever we want to call them, come to this circle, they know from that point there are many different trails. So all the faster runners go up all the false trails. Meanwhile, all the people just talking at the back catch up.
Now, we're going to make it sound even more attractive now, because you've already said it's non-competitive, but also there's drinking involved.
Yes, I mean, it's often referred to as a drinking club with a running problem. But what we tend to do, we meet at a pub. We start at a pub. When we run at weekends, we generally start at 11 o'clock, or in the evenings we start at 7:15. And we do the run, and we feel quite smug, and having, done a bit of exercise, we can then go back to the pub and have a few beers.
Have you ever had any problems putting down this white flour?
Yes, I have, actually. During the time of the anthrax scare, somebody obviously reported me, and a van load of plainclothes policemen jumped out and stopped and asked what I was doing. They were greatly amused when they found out. And we've also had a policeman who's followed around the trail to just find what it was all about.
Excellent. And if anybody is inspired by this, if they're thinking, I like the fact that, you know, you get a bit of drinking, it's non-competitive, it sounds very sociable, how do they go about joining you, Chris?
OK, well, there are three groups that run in the Derbyshire area. I mean, the most recent that's just celebrated its first birthday is the Ashbourne Hash House Harriers. And they have a Facebook page, so anybody that uses Facebook will know how to find that group. We have the Corn Hash House Harriers that runs in Derbyshire, Leicestershire and Nottinghamshire, and they have a website. You just put in Hash House Harriers and you'll find it if you put that into the search engine. And there's also another group called the Micklover Hash House Harriers that runs one Monday every month.
OK, thank you for clearing up why we've got so much white flour around the area. Thanks for joining us this morning, Chris Johnson. 7:20 is the time.
BBC Radio Derby.